Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. 802 on ESPN. See, short breaks. Look at how short that was. 713-780-3776. You got anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that here. Did you? So the Astros were getting their asses kicked, so I just said, I'm out. I went and watched the LSU-Wake Forest game. Did you see any of that?
I know Wake Forest won.
Wake Forest won 3-2 on a... But first of all, LSU's got first and third, nobody out, and end up not scoring in the top of the eighth. A great play by the third baseman who caught a one-hopper behind third. The runner's going home. He double clutches. He throws. He still got him at the plate. It was a really great – Wake Forest is a good team now. We're a really good team. And I don't know if you saw this the other night. It was Saturday night. LSU played Tennessee, and this kid Paul Skeens pitched.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's down.
Wow. Is he something for LSU? He is the number one. If not number one, he ain't going third. I can tell you that.
Dominant pitchers are so good in college. Holy because, crap. I mean, you're dealing with aluminum bats.
Yeah.
So you miss on something and you're getting hit hard a lot.
And Tennessee can hit, and, you know, he just had them. He is good. This kid is really, really good. Look for him. Astros aren't going to get a high pick, so they ain't going to be close to him. Somebody's going to get a really good pitcher. He's a big, strong kid. Anyway, there's a lot of good players in this World Series.
If the Astros keep it up, they're getting a higher pick than we expected.
Well, it's from last year's
finish. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's this year. Because when does Major League Draft is shortly after?
It's coming up.
It's shortly after the NBA draft.
A lot of it, you remember, it used to be during the World Series. The draft used to be during the World Series.
Yeah.
College World Series. Right.
Yeah, but that you because they don't do it anymore.
Because you found out where
you
were going and everything else. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's in July.
I think it's close.
I think
it's in July. It's coming up. Anyway, it's in the summer. Anyway, but the story.
Yeah, July 9th through July 11th.
Yeah. The story isn't the LSU Wake Forest game. Wake Forest is now in LSU's in the losers bracket against Tennessee. Wake Forest is now 2-0, and they're a really good team. The story is the bar that sells shots in Omaha.
Yeah, they're the one who
Jello shots.
Who had the record? Was it Penn
last
State
year? 18,000 shots were bought by Ole Miss people.
Ole Miss, that's right.
Ole Miss had the record last year. LSU is there this year. Before their second game, they had 21,000 sold.
They already beat it by 3,000?
Todd Graves, who owns, what's the chicken place? Cane's, Raising Cane's. You know, it started on LSU's campus. He was an LSU student. He started Raising Cane's on LSU's campus.
Really?
Yeah. And now it's all over the country. He's loaded. He said, how many does it take to beat... To get the record. They said 6,000 shots. Done. Here's my credit card. 6,000 shots. And everybody goes crazy. There's a sound. There's a
well,
tweet.
Wait a minute. How many fans were there, though? How many people had
LSU. Listen, Omaha hates
it. It's at the bar. 6,000 shots at a bar. First of all, the amount. It's probably over
everybody who comes
days.
In, they just get.
Yeah.
No. The World Series has only been going on for 3 days now.
Yeah, but how do you do that many shots? How many people were there, do you think?
Have you seen LSU fans?
Plus, it's probably a lot of people like, LSU, give me my shot, and they're not even
They
from
just
LSU.
Take the shots, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not LSU fans.
No, they got their T-shirt. Listen, Omaha, when LSU isn't there, it's a depressed economy. When LSU is there, it's like the greatest event.
How many fans do you think it goes?
LSU fans are there?
Yeah.
It have to be...
More than 2,000?
Oh, way more than 2,000. I was going to say 8,000 to 10,000.
How big is the stadium?
They don't all go to the game. They sit outside and watch. They, just like LSU football games, half of the people sit outside and watch on TV.
Yeah, because it is an event.
Yes, it's no. It is, and for, according to everybody, the world's baseball college baseball World Series is the best event to go to. Because it's 8 days of just nonstop people outside partying. There's giant boils, and they jambalaya, these gigantic tubs of jambalaya, and people just going from different tailgate to tailgate and just partying.
What do you think the capacity is? I've got it right here.
The capacity for the stadium?
Let's see what year this came out.
It's probably...
It just came out not long ago.
Probably 12,000?
The stadium has a seating capacity of approximately 24,000, expandable to 35,000, ensuring that a significant number of fans can come. Well, that's good. That's a really good
and
stadium.
And yesterday, the Wake Forest LSU game, packed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a seat. Not a seat. And that's a lot. Well, this is the best matchup in college baseball, Wake Forest versus LSU, because of all the fans from LSU, and then how good Wake Forest is. Wake Forest is really, really good. Really good. They beat Alabama 22-5 to get into the tournament, mm-hmm. to get into the World Series.
Do a number. I'm looking to see if I can. Yeah, 100% attendance, 24,000. They didn't expand, but 24,958, 100% attendance. Mm-hmm. Actually, capacity is 24,000, so they had almost 1,000
more
standing room only.
Right. And but listen, LSU in the College World Series is, well, they went how many times? They won 5 times in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made such a tradition there, LSU going, that it just became. And by the way, there's no greater partier than LSU fan. No greater partier. They're the best. Remember when they played Wisconsin here in the first game of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Sold out a beer at halftime. They didn't have any beer left at NRG.
That doesn't make any sense because they sneak stuff in.
No.
So why are they drinking beer when
security
is going to be tighter?
On top of that.
But also security's tighter than it's going to be at Tiger Stadium.
Mm-hmm. I
don't even remember security at Tiger Stadium. I think you just walk in and just as long as you have your flask behind your back and you don't show it, you don't even have to really hide it. Just put it behind your back.
Yeah, that's all.
Just hold it under your shirt.
I've been there twice, says Reagan. Even when LSU wasn't in the College World Series,
come?
I'll bet there were 1,000 LSU fans. Same with
so
the
they're
Horns.
Just coming for the party.
They just go every year because it's really fun. It's the best event. It's the best.
So it's like Mardi Gras of college baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Or near corn.
Yes, absolutely. So I just can't be prouder of those people, though. I can't be prouder. John wants to get in here and talk about the Wave. Hey, John, are you disgusted with it?
Yeah.
As disgusted as I am?
I don't have that big of an issue with it, but I just had a question for you. I know you hate it so much, but to you, what is worse, the Wave or those idiot dorks that yell "get in the hole" after every single shot on the PGA Tour?
Oh, the Wave.
I mean, they're even
the Wave.
No.
The dorks are terrible. I agree. Get in the hole, baba baba booyah, all that stuff. That's terrible, John. But the Wave is the most annoying thing in all of sports. Period. Period. There is no question in my mind. No question. So I mean, it goes cart path only, followed by the Wave.
What, cart path only is number one over the Wave? What about lightning?
Carpathone.
What about humidity? What about dew point? By the way, yesterday might have been the worst day in the history of the city.
Well, no, it was great. It was fun.
Feels like 114 was terrible.
We're about to get John Lucas to come on with us to talk about some basketball.
Oh, good.
And a golf tournament. John Lucas is going to join us to talk about this draft in the next segment right here on ESPN.
Oh, good.
975. I think it's the next segment. We'll work it out. If not, stay with us, though. No matter what, we're going to talk about something that's really, really important. 713-780-3776 is the number. Right now, my friend, you are talking a little QC Kinetics.
Yeah, QC Kinetics is very, very important. I've got this back issue, my lower back, and I'm going to go have an MRI and an X-ray. But I tell you what the next step is going to be, because this has been going on for about 3 days. The next step is, if it makes sense, I'm going to go to QC Kinetics, because what QC Kinetics does is they are able to help you get back to a pain-free or at least heavily reduced pain existence. If you're living with chronic pain, that's something where your quality of life is automatically diminished. Just think of like your hit points have gone way, way down, and so and that's not coming back. If you are just taking, you'll get better in the short term with steroid shots. You may have some physical therapy that can help you out in the short term, and then it always comes back. And you take pain medicine, and that's just masking it. You can eventually have surgery, but a lot of times you may not have the results you like, and you're going to have downtime from work. QC Kinetics is about regenerative, restorative biological therapies. They take the body's natural healing power, they concentrate it, then they put it back into the joint, and it starts to regenerate tissue. It regenerates tissue. It restores damaged tissue. And that is what gives you the reduction in chronic pain. And it can be an extreme reduction in chronic pain, which can be life-changing, life-altering. And it's something that you really should consider, because it works more effectively than those old treatments. It's something that professional athletes have been doing for years and years, and it's available for you now. 4 locations in the Houston area, including in Cypress. How about the Heights, Sugarland, the Woodlands? Listen, don't just live with chronic pain. Call QC Kinetics today at 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in John Lucas, the assistant coach for your Houston Rockets, joining us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Longtime Houstonian, and we really appreciate you joining the show, Coach, to talk about. Now, first thing we want to do, first things first, most important thing, golf is always the most important thing in my life, Coach. So let's talk about...
That's why I'm calling you, John. I'm inviting you and Lance to our golf tournament on Monday at the John Lucas Golf Classic. And we've got a lot of players coming, and I know you play. So we're having it at the Memorial Park. Starts at 9 o'clock to 1. And we've got 4 Hall of Famers coming, and Clyde and Rudy T., Rick Barry, Mike D'Antoni, a lot of guys, a lot of former basketball players, George Gervin, Vernon Maxwell, a lot of guys. They even got old Jeff Van Gundy out there.
That is awesome. My partner here can't walk because he's got a bad back. It's like he's 80 years old, Coach. But here's the problem. It's at 9 o'clock, and we got a radio show till 10. We'll have to talk about this off the air and see how we can work this thing out. But we really appreciate that. How do people – do you need players? Let's get some people out there. What do we need to do?
Well, they can call and go online to John Lucas Foundation and register at and get it at more information and register at John Lucas Foundation and go online and register. We have just about 4, so we have room for a few more teams, and they have a lot of great giveaways and things to do. And we're going to do it annually every year from now on, Johnson, and continue to make it grow.
Well, and just to see these guys, these legends of the game, people, you do not get a chance to do that. So if you can get out of work on Monday, you got to get to johnlucasfoundation.com and sign up and go see these guys. Great, great, great players, and just a really nice event. Like, what does your foundation do, Coach? What does it do for people?
Well, you know, obviously I'm in recovery, so mental health is a big part of it. And then teaching youth basketball through our youth foundation. But it's the mental health and scholarships. Last year in our program, 27 kids got scholarships to universities, coming up through our program and the developmental program. And obviously we can't talk about the mental health part for confidentiality, but we've worked with several youth in our community about staying straight off drugs and alcohol, because as you know, I'm 38 years in recovery, so I want to continue to help that grow also.
You're a great story. Coach John Lucas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't think enough people really in the city of Houston have enough. As somebody who grew up here and grew up a Houston sports fan and following Luke as the point guard, and then he had his issues, and I had my favorite guy, Lewis Lloyd, was off the team, Mitchell Wiggins. And then, Luke, obviously you came back and became a completely different person. But the amount of people that you've helped, our friend Kaloj is one of them, in terms of recovery, the amount of basketball players, older, younger, youth basketball, like you have had an enormous footprint of impact on people's lives in a variety of ways. That has to feel great. And it's also a sign that your life is far beyond what you do in your 20s and your 30s. You can have a huge impact on people's lives, you know, up until the age that you are now. You're continuing to do it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I thought was one of the biggest curses in the world turned out to be one of the best blessings. And, you know, as I say all the time, Bill Fitch saved my life, and I've been in recovery so long. A lot of people have forgotten it, but I haven't, and I remember. And so, you know, for me, life has been full circle coming back from the Rockets from 86. And then, as you said about, remember Lewis and Mitchell, Wiggins and I all came back in 90 and played for the Rockets together after they were suspended. And they went through our John Lucas Foundation program as part of their recovery. So, you know, it's been really good. I'm just trying to live my life one day at a time and give and be of service to not only basketball, but the people in Joe, because I owe this city.
Coach, are you still fight it every day, or have you beaten it?
No, you know, recovery is an ongoing process, because, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things I'm going through now is age. I hate getting older, but I can't stop it, so I've got to learn to accept it. So, you know, as I continue to go through life, acceptance is a big key to my daily routine for me, from a mental health standpoint. And then believing in something greater than myself also is a big thing. And then the last thing is learning to care about others unconditionally. That's what we preach and teach in our foundation and with our treatment centers and what we have going on to do that.
I'm curious what that's like for you, because everything that you said that you're currently battling, which would be age and aging, and people go through that, you have trying to care about people unconditionally, it kind of runs contrary to the players that, and it has nothing to do with the players, it's just the age group. We all were that age group before. But when you work with young basketball players, you know, it's really going to be, they don't have the perspective to care about others a lot of times. It's really, when you're young and you're in your early 20s, it's what's going on with you. You're the most important. And the other thing is, you know, age obviously is not a consideration at all. You feel like you're bulletproof when you're that age. How frustrating is that for you to be around that?
It's really easy in one regard, John. It's like I tell all the young players that I work with on a daily basis with the Rockets and in other sports and in other leagues. I know me when I see me. You can't trick me. I'll try everything you can possibly try. So one thing that it helps me, age separation for me and knowing the difference doesn't come into play, because I always can go back to that behavior of thinking. And so as a young kid, I know what you're thinking. How do I beat the system instead of joining the system to become a part of something? And so, you know, now what we've got that's going on in sports today is, and with so much social media and things that are out there, is how do we help protect? And we got them now in sports, especially revamp all our education. And that's one of the things I've talked to Adam Silver about it and all of the other commissioners, is that we've got to get a new form of education with NIL lettering now for college kids. It's going to be harder for college coaches to coach, and it's going to be harder for, like, so right now Texas doesn't have NIL, but when we do get it, it's going to be harder if you gave it to coach kids, because now you're like coaching pros when they're making, you know, $500,000, $1 million in college, and it's going to be hard to tell that kid what to do. So our coaching, our whole approach to it has got to be completely different. And part of what you have to look for in a coach is what is his mental awareness and mental approach to mental health, because it's going to be a factor. And there's a lot of attention deficit. You now have to look for so much more than what you used to look for in sports.
John Lucas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk a little basketball. Let's start with the Rockets. Let's start with Jalen Green, coach, and how he improved this year. A lot of people expected him to take a huge step. What do you think? What did you see in Jalen that you really liked this year, and what does he have to improve on this offseason?
Well, I thought Jalen made tremendous strides in what we did. He averaged 22 points. He was a really solid player defensively. He got better. He shot the ball better. The ups and downs of being 20 years old is what gets Jalen. And so Jalen has to continue to work as he's doing and continue to develop. And I think Jalen is on his way. He's lightning quick. His shot is good. And I just think he has a chance to be really, really good and special. You know, time takes time to develop. I remember we drafted a guy in 84 named Akeem Olajuwon, and Akeem was really, really wrong. He turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, I said this to people, and not unironically. You know, I watched Dream when he was at U of H. My dad coached football at University of Houston, so I saw Dream all the time when he was young Dream, before he could do anything other than jump fast and block shots. And was just a phenomenal athlete. When Dream came into the league, right now, Alperen Şengün, this may sound crazy to a lot of people, but you've seen them both. He's actually more skilled at this age, substantially more quote-unquote skilled than Dream was, you know, by the time he was 2 years in the league. I'm not saying he's more talented necessarily, but he's actually more skilled as a player, I think.
Well, Alperen has great feel, great touch. Alperen did not have a keen athleticism, but Alpi is really a guy that is the way the NBA and leagues are today. You can play through Alpi. He's got to continue to improve. He looks good. His body is in much better shape. And Alpi, just time takes time. You know, when you're trying to win with 20-year-old kids, it doesn't happen right away. By the time those kids get to be 22, 23, I think the fruits of their work and their labor will really, really play off and begin to be the Boston, the Denver team that we see now that are playing in the finals. But Alfred, Kevin Porter, this nucleus of the team is going to get better. They just have to get to mature and begin to improve. I think that last year you saw a little bit of that, but you know, it's like when the draft in 2 days, you're going to draft a guy that's going to be 19, 18 years old coming, and I think we get misled that you get ready to win the championship with these guys. These guys are going to take 4 or 5 years to develop. And then in the NBA, the prime and what you look for is for guys to be really good from the age of 27 to 32. And so you're building for that window where they are there and continue to grow.
A lot of money to spend this offseason, coach, just to hit the NBA floor. What would you like to see in a veteran that will help these young guys, you know, become better pros?
Well, I know whatever they add to our roster would be that'll be needed. But you know, one of the things that needs to do is that you don't want to bring people in that doesn't have the organization grow, and I think that'll be something. And then you have to bring people who are willing to be able to take back seats and know that they're not going to play. And I had that role when I was in Seattle, and I was there as an aging veteran. I was probably better than the guys that were playing in front of me, but can I accept the role of letting the young guys play and be willing to teach them how to play in practice rather than playing for one more contract? So it's a nice mix that you have to go through, and a lot of research you have to talk to of people understanding the role that they're going to play. And a lot of times people are looking with the kind of money that's in the league now, people are looking for one more deal, you know, one more contract instead of working to really help develop people. But, you know, people say a lot of things in trying to get there, but we have to make sure they can do that once they get there.
Well, God, there's so much more. I'd love to just talk ball with you. I know you are going to. Do you feel like, I'm curious, you're a great tennis player too, an elite tennis player. And it's something, I do stuff with NFL draft, and one of the things that we look for is multi-sport participation, because I feel like it leaks over a lot of times. Is that something that you, like, how do you look at that in terms of the AAU circuit or players specializing at a young age in a certain sport? Do you ever try to encourage people to play multiple sports to get that benefit that I'm sure you know is out there?
Well, you know, I was an All-American in tennis and basketball for 3 years of my college career. And so I believe in playing multiple sports, but you can't do it now. It's just too competitive, right? And it's just too much going on. But what I do think is that you get better by spending hours. And so I like for being on the grassroots level all the way up to the pros is like people who want to compete. So people who want to compete, and yet if you know, it's like I tell them all the time, if you're willing to compete, you're willing to get better. So one of the things that I used to do in the draft when I coached the Sixers was everybody had to play Kobe Bryant, and he was a 10th grader. And I'll never forget, I drafted a guy third, and he said, what position does he play? I said, he's going to be an 11th grader. And then, you know, you just have to find guys that can do and do multiple things. But Kobe could play other sports. He's a soccer player. And I looked for, in today's game, you look for guys. If you look at Alfie, you talked about Alfie saying, mm-hmm. his feet for soccer are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Akeem was a good soccer guy too.
Yeah. Yep. And Akeem has worked, and I know Akeem has worked with Şengün in the past, which you can see. Yeah. You can see some of the moves, the reverse pivot stuff that he does and the inside where he can go right and left. I mean, I'd love to see him develop that little jump hook. Seems like nobody really uses a jump hook much anymore.
Well, you know, the game's changed. A lot of analytics are involved in the game and a lot of things that are there. But the game, as you know, Johnny, you guys have been along a long time. You know, the game has changed so much. It used to be a lot of bigs. Now more bigs are coming back into our league. So the game will change again in a couple of years. And the game is always evolving. Right now it's smaller, more mobile bigs. And one of the other things you got to do is our American players have got to get better. Our young American players have got to get better, because right now our best players are European players in our league right now.
Coach, can you teach these guys to be better defensively? Or is Alperin, the way he moves, is it going to be Jalen? Is it going to be – how does this team get better defensively this year?
Yeah, I think they'll be much better defensively. I think it'll be a lot better because the maturity. They've been through 2 years now of that and seeing teams play, and then having different schemes and different things put into place will really help. And I think that, you know, that and length and size and quickness, we had a little bit of that, and just have to continue to work and deal. I think we're doing a good job, but time takes time.
That's John Lucas, and he's got his golf tournament coming up. It's johnlucasfoundation.com, johnlucasfoundation.com. He does all kinds of great work in the community, and he's got unbelievable NBA greats coming on Monday to Memorial Park. If you can get there and play, get there so that you can hang out and meet and talk to some of the all-time greats of the game. johnlucasfoundation.com. Coach, we really appreciate you being here with us, and continued success, and we'll always promote your deal whenever you need it. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good day.
All right, there's John Lucas right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know, when we come back, I'll tell you a quick story about Luke that was you know how you usually have mentors that are older, right? He had not a guy who was necessarily a mentor, but Ralph Sampson used to look after Luke because he had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Ralph, well, drinking was his gateway.
Do it on the other side.
And I'll do it
Do it on the other side. So let's talk a little bit about tequila right now, which is a good segue.
Yeah, but tequila, they, of course, want you to drink responsibly. But I can tell you this. When you have your Maestro Dobel, you're drinking with class now. That is a classy glass of tequila that you are having when you sip that tequila. It's a fine sipping tequila, and you say, oh, which one? Oh, that's right. That's a really good question, since they have so many varieties of tequilas. They've got of different there's a lot of different varieties where one is going to have the smoke a little bit forward. One will have, you know, a different sweetness at the back end. The flavor profiles are completely different. However, I'm confident that there's a tequila for you. Whether you are just drinking margaritas or other cocktails out there, they are going to have one for you. The best thing to do is just like if they're Reposado and you say, well, I want to try that with different cocktails because I have mezcal cocktails all the time. Well, just type in Reposado and then type in recipes, cocktail recipes, and just go through the list, because I can tell you this, what you're getting with Maestro Dobel is a top-notch tequila at an affordable price. Make sure that you have the best tequila out there that you're going to find from Tequila Mexico. 11 generations have been doing it, and they do it great. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. Now that you've purchased all the fine products and services mentioned in the last break, it's time to be mind-numbingly bored by these two guys, John and Lance, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios that has microphones and stuff on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Quickly, I'll finish up that quick story. I remember reading, and I don't know if I read it or heard the story, but John Lucas used to have, Ralph Sampson used to come along with John Lucas to make sure he wouldn't drink. Like, he'd go to bars with them if they were just going to hang out. Mm. Ralph Sampson, I want to say he's a rookie or maybe a second-year player, was the one looking out for the veteran. And Ralph was a freak show. You know, Ralph's name has started coming back. Ralph used to do 50-pound dumbbell curls per arm. He was very strong for his, you know, he's 7 foot. Ralph was 7'4". I don't know how many pounds he weighed. But Ralph Sampson's coming back into the mix because of Victor Wembanyama. Ralph was a 7'4" center who could dribble. It was highly unusual for a guy to dribble, be able to shoot a little bit from the perimeter. That was really unheard of, frankly, for a highly regarded, like, he was considered a once-in-a-lifetime player. Did not become that. But Ralph was really ahead of his time because he wanted to be. He was kind of finesse, and then the Rockets drafted Hakeem Olajuwon and as Twin Towers, but what it really did was it put shone a light on the fact that Dream was just so much more capable, I thought, as a low post player. But Ralph Sampson is a really good, if Ralph Sampson came up in today's basketball culture, he would be, look like Victor Wembanyama.
Who would be drafted first, Sampson or Wembanyama?
Well, I mean, I can't see Ralph. If he came up in today's basketball culture, meaning he would have learned to shoot threes earlier in his career.
Yeah.
His handles would have been better. Like, he would have trained totally
Ralph
different.
I think Ralph would have been drafted first.
Ahead of Victor Wembanyama? Yeah. Maybe. He was bigger and stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was a stronger, more well put together. And if he came up in this generation, he would have been trained differently. So his handles, he would have been more fluid. So, yeah, you're probably right.
And he was
right.
Pretty damn fluid.
Yeah, and he was fluid for his size.
Yeah, oh my
Victor
God.
Victor is like a 6 foot
he
seven.
He was amazing,
player.
Amazing at the time. His handles, mm-hmm. It was like watching ballet on the basketball court. He was amazing. John Lucas Foundation.com. Get there and fill up that golf tournament and meet unbelievable people. Unbelievable. Did you see this? This was sent. Art sent this. But I saw this yesterday, as a matter of fact. We didn't talk about it on the show, and it came out during the show yesterday. A submersible carrying 5 people to see the remains of the Titanic at the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean is still missing. Can you imagine being in a submarine, a small submarine, going down to look at the remains of the Titanic and not lost?
What's that noise? Why is
there
an alarm going
off? Will you
run out
of air? Can you imagine a worse way?
No.
I mean, should you kill people right away so that they don't use up your air?
Should you kill people right away?
Well, that's the question.
This is the question you ask?
Well,
Should you kill people right away?
So they're not using up all the air, and yet that you could, you would be able to breathe.
Good Lord.
That puts the, you know what? You're in a dilemma now. I like to say dilemma.
Yeah.
But you're in a dilemma now. If you, okay. We, if you could be rescued within like
I'd like
5 hours, but you only have 5 hours of air, an hour each person. Would you have to kill the other people just so you could keep that air?
Well, that does sound like a TV show or a movie.
Yeah.
Where you have
that
to decide.
That sounds like a Black Mirror.
Yeah, well, the first thing, well, there's always got to be a twist, though, with Black Mirror. So I don't know what the twist would be. But who would be, or like an, it sounds almost like.
Well, the twist is, okay, so now what are you going to do? Do I mean to get saved? Because it's going to take them. Let's say it takes them an hour, but you've only had.
Don't you think 15 there's some kind
minutes of air each person?
Well, there's
left.
Going to be somebody who says the only fair thing is the lottery. There's going to be somebody else who says, "I say we just take our chances. We're not animals. What are we doing?" This is, and one guy says, "You know, the only fair way is a lottery. We need to do a lottery." Then
well,
you got
I'm
the two
youngest,
scheming.
I should be the one.
And
that
then you
says,
got two scheming on the side, like we can kill two people,
right.
And. Well, yeah. Oh,
and then the strong guy who's a weightlifter, he's like, oh, no, it should be survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Right?
Or he's going to protect everybody. And he'll
like
use his size.
Try and kill people first.
Of course, okay. That's how you're writing your
right.
script.
Right. And then there's the little.
Wait, why are we doing this? Oh, yeah. So then no one actually
There's Lord
actually
Varys
has to die.
Who's scheming. And then there's,
You'll have
Little
I mean,
Finger.
We've seen this on, like, Walking Dead or. Was that show Alone, the one, or what's the one where they all found the thing in the hole? Is it Alone? I watched my Alone show about the people who are survivalists, but that's real. That's not a that's not a TV show. Lost, not Alone. It was Lost.
Lost.
Yeah, you always have these little characters. You know, you break into different archetypes, but
I mean, what would you do? I mean,
archetypes.
You'd have there quite the dilemma, I think. Billy thinks that's funny. Would you kill the other people? Yeah. Well, I mean, well, why should no one live? That's the dilemma. No one would live if you just
is that Billy
there.
Brown from Aqueduct
yeah.
said that? Billy, this is who speaks for you. A guy who's willing to kill people on a submarine.
But how
do you know you have 5 hours left?
Because you know, and it's going to take them 5 hours to get there down to you in the bottom of the Atlantic. They hear, yes, we're 5 hours away. Well, we only have 5 hours of air for one person.
Who?
What do you do now? I mean, that's just this is
things you have to think about. Yeah, before you go out,
I would
boat.
Give myself up.
You got? Would
I
you?
Would, yes.
Well, what a man
I'd
of
say,
the people.
You know what?
I've lived a good life.
Yes, I want you, someone who's
now.
Younger.
I would like some poison where I die peacefully in my sleep. Well, that's not. We just have hooks.
we have fishing
constantly. Of a tarpon. It's not going to kill you right away.
Right.
We'll try to get a clear shot in the heart,
spears.
But I can't promise that it's not going to hurt. I'm out. Never mind.
No. Wait. I want us to live now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill the young one. They don't know what they're missing. Wait, what? They're trying to give yourself up. Forget it. Hey, did you see who is not going to, who probably is? All right, when we come back, I'll get us back on track. When we come back.
Oh, we got to come.
A big name person may, well, we've been talking a lot about this person, and maybe we get to stop talking about this person.
Okay.
When we get back.
Well, let's see
and that could be a lot of people. That could be any number of people.
Was it Stephen Schell we've been talking a lot about?
No. I've been talking about him, but not as much as this person.
Oh, okay.
Texas Custom Patios so they're coming out to switch out my fans. I ended up buying a fan too small, so now they're going to come put the big fan out there, and that's a big part of it because these big fans are going to crank out. We were at the golf place. We were at Houston Oaks, and on their patio, they had this big fan that had a low down rod, and it was hanging right over. It felt comfortable. It felt good outside. Actually, we were doing the show. It's the same thing with your patios. You get the right fans out there, and even when it's hot and miserable outside, there's still going to be days where you can go out there in the evening and be fanned off by your fans that are running hot. You got your TV, you're watching your baseball. Hopefully you're seeing wins and not losses. Hopefully you're seeing some runs scored. But you can make memories out on your patio with Texas Custom Patios. It's outdoor living spaces that give you the amenities you're looking for to really live your best life. Kitchens, great appliances, natural stone and granite. You are going to have, if you like, you're going to have seating areas. You can get the large screen TV and the sound system put in. It's going to look fantastic, and you're going to create those memories out there. They can also do swimming pools. Yes, how much would you love to have your own swimming pool right now? Well, that can become a reality for you. Make sure that you give a shout to my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. Go to the website, set up your consultation. It's going to change your life. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it!
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy, and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
Apparently, there are five people aboard, two crew, and three billionaires. This is Art reporting this. 70 to 96 hours of air. The Titanic is over 2 miles down, and it's pitch black. Oh, my Allah, he says. Oh, that would be so scary. Three billionaires are going to say, they're going to say, somebody said, okay, so John, Lance, RJ, and Dell are stuck in the sunken submarine. Who survives? I don't think it'd be RJ. He's too nice a guy. Dell is a little ball of hate. He'd kill everybody.
I mean, I'm too injury prone.
I'm the nicest guy. I just give myself up for the people.
Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
And Dell will be more than happy to put you down.
No, Dell would absolutely.
Put you down.
My God, RJ, you're too nice. You wouldn't kill everybody. You're the biggest dude, but you wouldn't kill everybody.
I'd be the second guy to probably be like, you know what, you guys deserve to live, man. You know, just take me, Lord, take me. Yeah. Here I am.
Do you know what? I can't even think of it. Like, does it bother you to think about things like that?
No.
Have you ever thought of, to think about if you were actually in there? Does it make you claustrophobic?
Oh, in the submarine? Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
Have you ever thought about being buried alive?
I don't
alive?
Like it. In a plane, I sometimes think. You know,
you have to not think about it.
It's just a giant tube that's
you're flying
20,000 feet in the air.
If Nicole is driving, I can't have her listen.
Okay, that's all it is.
That's why she has to take Xanax to fly.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to think about a flying tube that at any second. To me, my heart rate doesn't change a second when I'm taking off or leaving.
When we hit turbulence,
I'm actually okay. She is not great.
All right, who have we been talking about that we're not going to have to talk about anymore?
I'll give you three guesses.
Zion Williamson.
No.
Oh, really?
We may have to talk about him.
We still have to talk about him?
We may have to.
Just
because his sex tape's coming out.
Yeah, okay. All right. Who are we not going to have to talk about anymore?
James Harden. It is now widely expected that James Harden will re-sign with the 76ers.
This was all just a ploy to get more money.
You know what I think? I think he wanted to come back to Houston, and I think Houston maybe cooled on him.
That's cool.
I think Houston cooled
You know what?
On him.
I can't
and
be prouder.
And he lost any leverage.
I can't be prouder of our team.
I can't be prouder either.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be prouder either. I think
they heard this show and said,
we did this.
We did it.
We were responsible for saving Houston.
Yeah, we saved the
whole
city.
You're welcome, Houston. I know we don't get our flowers enough. Look, there's no calls right now. Okay. If you guys would like to thank us for our service in everything that we did on the air to make sure that Houston did not sign a max extension for 4 years for James Harden, go ahead and call.
No, just
We'd like
call.
I like flowers.
Yeah,
713-780-3776. You're welcome. You don't say thank you nearly enough for a lot of the things that we do for you, especially helping to build this Rockets team. So we did our part. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
No James. I don't think. But James Harden, I think, is going to go back to 76ers. I think Daryl probably has a number in mind for him. And I think James probably wanted to go play for the Houston. It's not going to go well, by the way. It's not going to go well with James and Philly fans. I don't think it's going to end up going well with James and Joel Embiid by the midpoint of this season. But I do think that James Harden really wanted to be a Rocket. I think he wanted to come back home and live in Houston. And I just think that he didn't get I don't think the offer was what he maybe wanted it to be. I think they decided to go in a different direction.
Yeah. Good. Bye. I mean, I'm so glad our organization didn't just sign him to sell tickets to get, you know, something that we're familiar with. I know they got to spend money, and that would have been money that they would have, you know, they really like James. They really like James. I was amazed. I talked to Tillman after the trade, and all he said was, I'm not mad at him at all.
Yeah, they love James, the person, yeah.
He said, no, James, it was great for us here.
James was great. James, yeah. It should not be rewritten. I know people have a bad taste in their mouth some of the playoff stuff, but James really took the Rockets. It was abysmal. The Rockets were in a very, very average. It was Pat Patterson, and it was Morris. Marcus Morris, and it was just super boring basketball. There was nowhere. You weren't going anywhere. And when James came in, he changed all that. And it was fun to watch the preeminent scorer in the league. And it was like James, basketball got a lot better with Houston Rockets when James Harden was here. But his time is over. And James is on the way down. This is not the type of player that this team currently needs. And so, you know, I'm happy if they go in a different direction. Plus, the money that you're going to spend, the money you have to spend, is going to be on a player that is going to be more of a lead, I would think more of a lead type player, or at least somebody who is going to play a big role. How does that fit in with James Harden?
Mm-mm.
So, I, you know, yes, you can argue, and I think the argument is true. You could argue that the Rockets might be better off from a win-loss total for 2 years, but it would have a net negative impact if compared to building for the next 5 years. If you are making smart moves to build for future sustainability, growth, and long-term success over just some short-term 36 wins, 38 wins, maybe compete for a play-in spot, I know fans like to argue that, but, man, sometimes fans lose – there's some fans, not all, lose sight of the big picture. You're trying to play for a championship, not compete for a playoff for 2 years. That's not really how it works, and I think the James thing would have – I just think that they maybe dodged a bullet here. And I think Daryl Morey, you know, the desire to get James back and not move on, at any price, I don't care if they pay him $20 million. They can pay him really low. I don't think that's going to benefit the 76ers. And I already know Philly fans are not going to love James Harden. After those last two games.
He wanted to get away from that. He wanted to get away from them. He's not beloved in that city. And he is beloved here for the most part, I think.
You think he?
But it was overwhelming how many people didn't want him back. It was overwhelming. Not quite to the extent, I don't think, of Zion Williamson.
But a lot of people, I follow on Twitter.
He's still got his fan base
here,
though.
Still Rocket fans who are still fans of his.
No. Ryan wants to.
But I saw more people after his Game 6 and Game 7 collapses.
Yeah.
It's like people who are on the fence or who are even – on the James Truthers. Side, they're like, nah.
Yeah, right. Let's get Ryan in here. Yeah. He wants to thank us for our service.
Yeah,
hey, Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I personally want to thank the trench, man. I did not want Harden back in Houston. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
It's the bench. It's not the trench. It's not what it is. I know that's been that. Thank you for.
Yeah. That's not what we are, but okay.
No, but thank you for that, but that's not the right name of the show.
No, it's not the show.
All right, if you've got...
Anybody wants to get in here and thank us for saving the city, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. The phone lines light up more to tell people what you learned this week.
Oh, way more.
More. Which doesn't make sense to me. You should be...
thanking us.
Okay, maybe... Are we off the air, RJ?
No, I think... Well, I do know that we've got a... A lot of country music stomping all over us this morning.
If you want to call the guys and thank them for their service, call 713-780-3376.
3776.
Yeah, whatever. 3776. Yeah. If I have to sing it in country so you can actually hear it, you can call us and tell us how you can thank us for everything we've done for you over the years and... thank us for also being able to keep our show is what kept the Rockets from doing a max year. Now, our show would have been fine with 1, maybe 2 years with James, but not 4-year max deal. So we kept that from happening, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're welcome. And yet, I don't see the phone calls coming in. I don't see the thanks coming in.
Thank you. Thanking us for our service. Okay. I'm sure. Okay. We're going to thank the military all the time, but not us. Okay.
That's right. D'Amico Ryans gets all this love. He just came in. Yeah. He hasn't won one game.
Not one.
We've won, basically, we've won lots of games.
We're like the J.J. Watts.
Yeah.
Okay? After Harvey. We saved the city.
Exactly.
We raised less money. J.J. and Mattress Mac. That's what we are.
Yeah, exactly. Only we probably go just under Mac. It goes Mac, us, J.J.
Really? You think Mac first?
Okay, us, Mac, JJ.
JJ.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Right now, we got a break right here on ESPN. Call in 713-780-3776 and thank us next right here on ESPN 97.5.
I love this radio.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this brilliance.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.